With the Rollins School of Public Health, Department of Behavioral Sciences and Health Education, Emory University.
Hi, everyone. Today I'm going to talk about a study that I worked on, contextual factors associated with having older partners among African-American female adolescents. And I'd like to take a second to acknowledge my co-authors, Jessica Sales, Ralph DiClemente, Gina Wingood, Julia Painter, and Eve Rose. Again, my name is Lara DiPadilla, and I have no relationships to disclose. So here's the introduction, just to give you a little bit of background on why we wanted to take a look at this. In the United States, sexually active youth are at higher risk for STDs compared to adults. And these statistics here are demonstrating how African Americans are disproportionately affected. Here the stats are addressing HIV/AIDS, but this is also true of gonorrhea and chlamydia, so it's also true among other STIs. In 2007, although the percentage of African American female adolescents reporting condom use was higher than that of their white and Hispanic counterparts, a greater percentage also reported ever having had sex, initiation of sex before 13 years of age, as well as more than 4 lifetime sexual partners. So this is to say that there are some other sexual behaviors to look at in addition to condom use in this population. So how might increased STDs persist despite greater condom use? Halpert and colleagues did a cluster analysis of a national sample of adolescents and found that African American females were more likely than white females to belong to a low-risk cluster. And this was using greater than 4 partners and substance use to define those clusters. So here we're seeing African American females being more likely to be in the low-risk cluster. So how could this happen? Because despite this, African American female adolescents have been consistently more likely to report STDs. So this represents kind of a conflict. Those authors hypothesized that males with higher risk behaviors might be crossing over to the lower risk clusters, and that might explain these disparate results. And here we're hypothesizing that selecting older partners might be a potential mechanism, so certainly partner selection should be taken into account. Older partners are fairly common among young women. In a national sample, it was shown that more than 50% of young women chose older partners that were more than 2 years older than themselves. This is important and of concern because it's been demonstrated that older partners, or choosing older partners, has been associated with a history of STIs as well as unprotected sex. And this is in ethnically diverse samples as well as samples composed of African American female adolescents. So given these links to risk outcomes, it may be important to understand what factors are then associated with choosing older partners. The theoretical framework that we used to take a look at this is Bronfenbrenner's ecological model. So this was a method of organizing potential antecedents of choosing older partners. In the macro system, it includes more distal factors such as socioeconomic status. The mesosystem includes more closely related factors. So these would be interactions with other people and settings in which the person might interact. Choosing older partners is part of interacting with each other, with others, and this may be related to factors within the mesosystem as well as factors within the macro system. So the purpose of our study is to first establish the importance of looking at predictors of older partners by looking at its association with other key risky sexual behavioral constructs, as well as to get an idea of what factors might be associated with choosing older partners. And we use the Bronfenbrenner framework and organize these factors into macro system and mesosystem level constructs. Our sample was African American females between the ages of 15 and 21 who reported having had sex in the preceding 60 days. They were recruited from 3 clinics in the southeastern city, and our N was 715. Exclusion criteria were being married, pregnant, or having the desire to become pregnant. Our main outcome measure was choosing older partners. And the way that this was assessed was, in general, asking, in general, how old are the people you have sex with? Are they? And there were 5 choices. The choices were being very much younger, so this would be 5 or more years younger, between 2 and 4 years younger, around the same age, so this is within 2 years of the participant, older, 2 to 4 years older, and very much older, so this would be 5 years or greater. And we dichotomized this outcome with the top two choices. So we considered generally choosing older partners as choosing partners that were more than 2 or more years older than themselves. And then those were the same age or younger. We considered that as not generally choosing older partners. These were the behavioral outcomes that we looked at, consistent condom use, and this was defined as using condoms 100% of the time in the previous 60 days. Condom use at last sex, STI diagnosis, and these were biological indicators. Participants were tested for gonorrhea, chlamydia, and trich. Another outcome we looked at was sex with a recently incarcerated partner, more than 4 lifetime partners, to keep it consistent with the way that it's explored in the national samples, and age of sexual initiation. And here are independent variables that we were positing as potential predictors of choosing older partners. And we, as I said, organized them into the macro system and the meso system. In the macro system, we have receipt of family aid, and there were 3 choices and 4 choices, I'm sorry, and we dichotomized that measure into having any family aid or no family aid. Socioeconomic status has demonstrated inconsistent results directly with risky sexual behavior. Sometimes it's associated and sometimes it's not. So here we're positing it as a little bit further down the chain as being associated with selecting older partners. Our next macro system variable was neighborhood deterioration, and this was measured with 3 signs of neighborhood deterioration, such as broken windows, and we dichotomized that again into any signs of deterioration or no signs of deterioration. Neighborhood has been looked at as a predictor of risky sexual behavior in, for example, in ways of perceiving that you live in a tough neighborhood, and this has demonstrated associations with risky sex. For individual conceptualizations, these are more like individual conceptualizations of a macro system variable of socioeconomic status. Does the adolescent have a job or do they have a car? In the meso system, we looked at school enrollment. School non-enrollment has been associated with a variety of risky behaviors, including sexual risk behavior, as well as choosing older partners. Ever having been in a gang, gang involvement has demonstrated associations with STI acquisitions. In particular, there are studies that show that it's demonstrated associations among African-American female adolescents. And we also wanted to look at living arrangements. Does the participant live with their boyfriend? Do they live with their family? Do they live with their alone or with their child? We also looked at their primary source of spending money. So we were interested in discretionary income. Is your primary source your boyfriend? Is it your parents or other family? Is it a job? We also looked at social support, and we conceptualized that a few different ways. We had 1 overall social support scale, and then there were 3 subscales to that, parents, peers, and other special person in their life for social support. So here are our results. Approximately 64%, so a majority, reported generally having sex with someone more than 2 years older. Approximately a quarter of the sample consistently used condoms. 43% had used a condom at last sex, and nearly a third were diagnosed with an STI at baseline. 17% reported sex with someone who had been released from jail in the past 6 months, and the mean age of initiation of vaginal sex was around 14 and a half years of age. So here are results of testing the association of generally choosing older partners with the behavioral outcomes. And here in this table, we can see that generally choosing older partners did not demonstrate an association with consistent condom use at last sex, or STD diagnosis. However, it did demonstrate an association with having had more than 4 lifetime partners. That is to say, the prevalence of more than 4 partners among those with older partners was 1.6 times the prevalence of more than 4 partners among those who had partners that were the same age or younger. Sex with someone just released from jail, there's some some good news and some bad news here with these numbers. The bad news is I reversed the 28 and the 365, and so that makes it appear like the majority of the sample had had sex with someone just released from jail, and that's not true. So the bad news is my slide has an error in it. But only 17% of the sample, which is still high, but 17% of the sample actually had had sex with someone just released from jail. And this was significantly associated with generally selecting older partners. Age at first sex was also associated with generally choosing older partners. Those with partners who were around the same age or younger, their mean age of initiation was nearly 15 years old, and those with partners who were at least 2 years older was somewhat lower. And what I did was, in order to take a look at the predictors of generally choosing older partners, we took our macrosystem and mesosystem variables, and any of those that demonstrated a significance in bivariate analysis at the level of p less than 0.05, we included those in a logistic regression equation. So the only macrosystem variable that had demonstrated an association in the bivariate testing was receipt of family aid. So receipt of family aid was associated with an increase of the odds of generally choosing older partners. Although going to school, a mesosystem variable, was associated with generally choosing partners at the bivariate level, it was no longer a significant predictor when included in the multivariate model. And I just want to mention, in this analysis, we did control for age. Being in a gang was shown to increase the odds of choosing an older partner by a factor of 2.73. So that was associated with greater odds of generally selecting older partners. And source of spending money with boyfriend as the reference category. So this is saying that receiving your primary source of spending money, if it's your parents or your family, that's associated with a 46% reduction in the odds of generally choosing older partners compared to having a boyfriend as your primary source of spending money. So adolescent sexual risk may be impacted by a myriad of influences, including partner selection. In this study, generally choosing sexual partners that were at least 2 years older than the participant was associated with initiation of sex at a younger age, having had four or more lifetime sexual partners, and having had sex with someone just released from jail. In taking a look at what was predictive of generally choosing older partners, which is an established risk factor for sexual risk behaviors, we found that receipt of family aid, ever having been in a gang, and source of spending money were independently associated with choosing older partners, controlling for age. Family socioeconomic status in the form of receipt of aid was significant, while our individual representations, such as having a job or having a car, were not. So it may be that the broader measures are better predictors of what might make someone choose an older partner. With regard to social support, it didn't demonstrate any associations at the bivariate level, and some of this may be that more general measures of social support, regardless of who it's from, whether it's from a peer or your family or a special person, they might not get at what it is about the people around you that may make you more likely to select older partners. It may be that measures that look at norms, such as looking at do your peers generally choose older partners? What do your parents think about having older partners? What are the norms around you? That may be more predictive of whether or not you might choose older partners. And one way that gang membership, which has demonstrated associations with STI acquisition, one way that it may indirectly impact risk could be through exposure to older partners, because of its association here. So in conclusion, decisions about sexual partners, including age of partner, may be influenced by environmental characteristics in ways that can help guide intervention development. The limitations in this study, it's cross-sectional data, so it precludes any causal conclusions about our findings. The data was self-report, except for the STI diagnosis, and those were biological measures. And it can't be generalized beyond African-American young women in a southeastern urban area. I'd like to acknowledge the young women of Horizons who volunteered their participation in this project, as well as my co-authors, Dr. Jessica Sales, Dr. Ralph DiClemente, Dr. Gina Wingood, Julia Painter, and Eve Rose. And I'd also like to thank Dr. Francis McCarty for reviewing the project, and I am appreciative of the funding sources that made this possible. And there's some references available by request. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. And our final presentation for this session, after which we will entertain questions for the entire group,